Secret technology to raise your vibration, validation. Here it is, the secret technology to raise your vibration, instantly and permanently, validation. My second phase activator class just had the hardest session ever, activating validation as a capacity. I will add to this post in a few hours, but for now, watch the movie that you must see to know what I mean by validation, okay? Here it is, straight from YouTube. Okay. Now let's see why this method is secret. I have many students who live inside a field we call admirer/admired. The essence of that field is that the admirer raises their status by saying things that sound very similar to what the dude says in the movie above. But it is a similarity. Deep down, below the obviously visible, the dude in the movie actually looks at the person they validate, and sees them as a person. As a person? Yes. We, you. Live as if you were an object in a world of objects. Always threatened. With only one real job to do, to come out over other objects. So what do you have if and when you life as an object in a world of objects? You have moves. What you don't have is a self. You have a placeholder. Something you made up in moments of upset and failure. You have an identity. But not a self. Without a self you cannot be a person, you can only be an object. Defined by the identity that is about as enjoyable to wear as a suit two sizes too small. And now you use that identity as a hammer. Often as a jackhammer. To get over and above other people. To get over and above life. You don't see yourself as a person, and you don't see others as a person. You praise, and your praise is a move. A move to prove your superiority. Even your gratitude is a move. To prove something. And to boot, you are not comfortable. You are not happy. Not fulfilled. Not joyful. You are stuck. Stuck in that pit that we call identity, that pit that we call objectness. That is what the validation challenge was about. Unfortunately, not even one person managed to elevate themselves to personhood. I didn't know enough at the time. Could I do it better today, with what I know today? I don't know. Maybe. Validation is the second phase of the allowing challenge. Where what we'll focus on is the incidents where we weren't up to par, where we weren't enough. We all had them, and what we decided there to compensate has become our object identity. So there you have it. That is what we'll do. We'll attempt to allow being the way we were, wrong as it was, and stop trying to fix it. We'll start it in today's What's Missing workshop. 5 p.m. EDT. Let's deconstruct your identity, okay? P.S. The construction of identity is a lot like what the Syracuse, New York professor did with fruit trees. He grafted different fruits onto the trunk of another fruit tree, creating a Frankenstein monster. The self, the one you don't have would be, in this analogy, the tree that was grafted on. The natural tree. Perfectly harmonious, perfectly capable of bearing fruits, and be happy while doing it. As opposed to your Frankenstein identity, that doesn't allow you to produce, doesn't allow you to relax, doesn't allow you to be happy. Maybe not even for a moment. Ugh. I remember myself when I wasn't a person yet. And occasionally even today I descend to that object level. Being that identity. If you are coming to the workshop today, please spend some time at finding at least three things you and others say about you. Mine would be, fearless, brilliant, independent, tenacious. A veritable straitjacket. What are yours?